Chapter 1. The most important thing is second level thinking. The art of investment has one characteristic that is not generally appreciated. A credible, if unspectacular, result can be achieved by the lay investor with a minimum of effort and capability. But to improve this easily attainable standard requires much application and more than a trace of wisdom. Ben Graham, The Intelligent Investor. Everything should be made as simple as possible, but not simpler. Albert Einstein. It's not supposed to be easy. Anyone who finds it easy is stupid. Charlie Munger. Few people have what it takes to be great investors. Some can be taught, but not everyone. And those who can be taught can't be taught everything. Valid approaches work some of the time, but not all. And investing can't be reduced to an algorithm and turned over to a computer. Even the best investors don't get it right every time. The reasons are simple. No rule always works. The environment isn't controllable, and circumstances rarely repeat exactly. Psychology plays a major role in markets, and because it's highly variable, cause and effect relationships aren't reliable. An investment approach may work for a while, but eventually the actions it calls for will change the environment, meaning a new approach is needed. And if others emulate an approach, that will blunt its effectiveness. Investing, like economics, is more art than science, and that means it can get a little messy. One of the most important things to bear in mind today is that economics isn't an exact science. It may not even be much of a science at all, in the sense that in science, controlled experiments can be conducted, past results can be replicated with confidence, and cause and effect relationships can be depended on to hold. Will it work? March 5th, 2009. Because investing is at least as much art as it is science, it's never my goal, in this book or elsewhere, to suggest it can be routinized. In fact, one of the things I most want to emphasize is how essential it is that one's investment approach be intuitive and adaptive, rather than be fixed and mechanistic. At bottom, it's a matter of what you're trying to accomplish. Anyone can achieve average investment performance. Just invest in an index fund that buys a little of everything. That will give you what is known as market returns, merely matching whatever the market does. But successful investors want more. They want to beat the market. In my view, that's the definition of successful investing, doing better than the market and other investors. To accomplish that, you need either good luck or superior insight. Counting on luck isn't much of a plan, so you'd better concentrate on insight. In basketball, they say, you can't coach height, meaning all the coaching in the world won't make a player taller. It's almost as hard to teach insight. As with any other art form, some people just understand investing better than others. They have, or manage to acquire, that necessary trace of wisdom that Ben Graham so eloquently calls for. Everyone wants to make money. All of economics is based on belief in the universality of the profit motive. So is capitalism. The profit motive makes people work harder and risk their capital. The pursuit of profit has produced much of the material progress the world has enjoyed. But that universality also makes beating the market a difficult task. Millions of people are competing for each available dollar of investment gain. Who'll get it?